Order. Order.
Are there any select committee reports?
On Thursday, the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Select Committee held the annual financial review of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and heard from its chief executive, John Allen. He said the ministry was currently implementing a complete overhaul in the way it operates and touched on the consequences of change within his ministry.
Quite a significant number of administrative staff and support people with real skills and real experience in the ministry would, because of the changes we're proposing, because of the different models of doing work, no longer be required in the ministry. Now, that is not something that you come to with any cheer, but it is a consequence of adopting different business models.
Later, Mr. Allen was questioned by Labour's Foreign Affairs spokesman, Phil Goff, over whether the government had instructed the ministry to find $40 million in savings, and gave this answer.
First, it's important to identify that there isn't a specific request that's been made of us that says we must find $40 million. The senior leadership team of the ministry, though, recognises that for us to continue to operate in an environment in which we have a fixed income stream and inevitably rising costs, whether they're in leasehold interests or in wages or whatever it might be, we have to start doing things differently. And the target that we have set ourselves is a target around $40 million.
Mr. Allen also put in context recent reports that his ministry was looking to spend $400,000 renovating a swimming pool at its embassy in Tokyo.
The ministry manages about $400 million worth of property on behalf of New Zealand. That property has been invested in over many, many, many years to create the foundations for our diplomatic effort. Like any responsible owner of property or manager of a portfolio of property of that size, the ministry has an asset management program.
Mr. Allen rubbished the $400,000 swimming pool renovation claims.
My sense, Mr. Chairman, is that in recent days there has been some confusion between a report into the condition of a particular asset and a decision to spend money, which of course has not been made in many of the instances that have been referred to and will not be made because of the pressures on our budget over the next period.
Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade Chief Executive John Allen. A day earlier on Wednesday, the Education Select Committee held the annual financial review of the Ministry of Education and heard from its Chief Executive, Leslie Longstone. She addressed recent media reports revealing a convicted sex offender had been working in schools and explained what support was available for pupils in cases like that.
If there is an issue raised where schools feel that they need additional support, as soon as we are notified, we have something called a traumatic incident team and kind of well-established procedures for responding to incidents. And the traumatic incident team will immediately make contact with the school concerned.
Ms. Longstone said ministry staff would be available to help schools appropriately counsel affected children.
And they will work with trained counsellors already in schools, or if not, they'll make sure that there's access to trained counsellors about how support is provided to individual children. So that's the general process that applies to any traumatic incident that might happen.
Ministry of Education Chief Executive Leslie Longstone. Also this week, it was the turn of TVNZ to appear before the Commerce Committee for its annual financial review. But Labour's Claire Curran was more concerned about reports that Fair Go had been told to go easy on potential advertisers, drawing this response from Head of Television, Jeff Latch.
Fair Go, like all our programs, need to exercise care in terms of the way they handle stories. They need to make sure that they're always balanced, because in a commercial environment, a story that is not a balanced story could be something that is not really what we would want to run on this network.
TVNZ Head of Television, Jeff Latch, at the Commerce Committee's financial review of his organisation. That was one of 14 committee meetings held this week. Looking ahead to next week, there'll be more financial reviews of government agencies, including the Canterbury Earthquake Recovery Authority and the Earthquake Commission. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.